welcome to the night show, except in the morning radio edition, where we're coming at you sort of live and kind of on your radio each and every morning. It's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, and we've got an incredible show for you today. We've got announcements, sports updates,
Bible with Mick,
weather with Rick,
and whole lot more, so buckle up those seatbelts and don't touch that dial. Because remember, today is gonna be a great day. Let's kick it off with some announcements. Don't forget to check out the book fair. We've got books. Come buy some books. It's a great thing. If you're gonna spend money on something, books are a great investment. We also have hot dog coming up next Tuesday. Next Friday, we've got the Grand Family Cookout. It's going to be great. Blow up some inflatables, thousands of hot dogs, fireworks, the whole bit. You're going to want to be there. Come on out and support the Knights. Be a part of what's happening here at Providence Academy. But now it's time for the diceiest section of the show. We've got weather with Rick.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, rain showers today. High 75, low 58. You know, Mr. Holland, today my wife caught me standing on the bathroom scale and I was sucking in my stomach. And she was like, "That ain't gonna help." I said, "Sure it is. It's the only way that I can see the numbers."
All right. Now it's time for the most educational part of the show. It's time for
Weird Science Facts. Wearing a tie can reduce blood flow to the brain by 7.5%.
Okay. You got to be careful wearing a necktie or a real tight collared shirt. It could make it so your brain doesn't get the blood that it needs. But people that are going to be dressing up fancy today, they're going to be looking their best. Their brain's going to be working 7.5% better because it's their birthday! Hannah Googe, Nora Wetzel, Brady Magnus, Stetson Ellis, Ryumbi Dazi Nayarambi, Nathan Eisfelder, and Mr. James Bunton. It is your birthday. I hope it's a fantastic
happy birthday.
Hope you just live it up, eat some cake, do a dance, sing a song, blow out some candles. Happy birthday. It's a lot of birthdays today. There was none yesterday. Bunch of birthdays today. That's always fun. Share your birthday with a friend. That's the best. But now it's time for everybody's favorite monkey. We've got Bible with Mick.
Good morning, Mr. Holland. I've got a science experiment for you. I have a hard-boiled egg that I peeled, so it's pretty squishy. And I have an empty glass bottle. Without breaking the egg, I want you to put the egg in the bottle.
Well, it's not going in. The hole in the bottle's too small, I think.
Okay, so let's try it a different way. I'm going to carefully light a match and throw the match in the bottle. Set it on the table for me. I have to act quick. When I drop the match into the bottle, I want you to set the egg on the opening at the top of the bottle, okay? All right? Go! Okay, look. When the flame goes out, poof! Now the egg's in the bottle! So what happens is the heat from the match expands the bottle just a little bit. And when the fire runs out of oxygen, the temperature cools and the air contracts, sucking the egg through the bottle, opening like a vacuum. Kids, if you try this at home, make sure you have a grown-up's help. The egg can't get into the bottle on its own. It took the fire dying out to make it. This is just like us. Sometimes we think that if we're nice enough, or we act the best, or we get 100s on every test, then we can get into heaven. Some people even try to buy their way into heaven. But that's not how it works. If you force that egg into the bottle, the egg would be destroyed. It doesn't work. But the match was brought down into the bottle, like Jesus coming to earth. But still, it's not until the fire dies that the egg gets into the bottle. Our Jesus had to die too. And only through his death do we receive eternal life in heaven. But unlike the match, Jesus came back to life, and now he's preparing a place in heaven for us.
That's a great reminder. What a blessing. What a gift to remember that. You know, this week we're talking about having joy. So today's deep thoughts verse is from 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. It says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." You know, rejoicing's easy when it's your birthday. When you have good things going on, it's easy to rejoice, and we should. We shouldn't feel guilty for celebrating great things as God gives us gifts and provides those things. But in all circumstances, it says to rejoice, to pray continually, and to give thanks in all circumstances. It's so hard to give thanks when you don't feel like things are going your way, when you're not getting what you want or what you desire. You think to yourself, man, I'm just bummed out. And God says, don't do that. Remember the big picture. Rejoice even in affliction. Pray continually. Stay connected to God. And give him thanks, because without him, we don't even have a single breath that we can take. So we have so much to be thankful for, even in hard times. And that's going to be a testimony. That's going to be an encouragement to everyone around you. And they're going to be like, that person, that kid's got something different. What is it about them? And let that difference be the Lord. So let's pray to him. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We rejoice in you. And we give thanks to you in everything that happens. Whether it be good, whether it be bad in our own minds, Lord, we know that all those things work together for your good, Lord. So Lord, we ask that be our testimony, that you help lift our spirits when we are brought low. That you put smiles on our faces and gladness, true gladness in our hearts, because we have your mind. We have you at heart, and not our own interest and not selfish gain, but the gain of your kingdom. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you have an incredible day ahead of you today. You have Bible, science, history, spelling, English, social studies, and a whole lot more. But remember, today is going to be a great day.